Chapter 3. Louisa's Party. The year Aunt Emily got married, Linda and I changed from children to adults waiting for love. Davy moved into Aunt Emily's house and was the perfect father to me. He was kind and understood that Aunt Emily was my mother. By this time, I was spending nearly all my holidays at Alconley. And the next Christmas, it was Louisa's coming out party. This made Linda and I very jealous. It was not our coming out for another 2 years. This seemed so long, especially to Linda, who was desperate to find love. She had no other interest except for hunting. Sin did not interest us anymore. Bob came back from school and told us about Oscar Wilde. Now that it was not a secret, it seemed boring. All Linda and I cared about was love and getting married. Linda and I were both in love. Linda was in love with the Prince of Wales, and I was in love with a fat 40-year-old farmer who I sometimes saw riding near Alconley. But what we wanted was real love, true love, love that could only come once. Husbands, we knew, were not always faithful. We understood that we needed to forgive and forget. But women were different. We could not love more than once. I do not know how I was still able to love my mother, despite having these thoughts. She was famous for loving more than once. That winter, Aunt Sadie had organised a party for Louisa. Linda and I were very excited. But the Prince of Wales and the fat farmer were not invited. Everybody at Alconley helped organise the party. And Aunt Sadie and Uncle Matthew were arguing. The argument was about their neighbour, Lord Merlin. Lord Merlin was very different from Uncle Matthew, and Uncle Matthew hated him. Lord Merlin did not hunt or fish. He was an artist and a musician. He had houses in London and houses abroad, and his two dogs wore diamond necklaces. The argument was not about inviting him to the party. Neighbours were always invited. But Aunt Sadie and Uncle Matthew needed to decide if Lord Merlin could bring guests. Aunt Sadie said that he should bring guests. She thought that Lord Merlin was interesting and exciting. Uncle Matthew did not. He said that Lord Merlin's friends were all either from London or abroad.
"I will not have foreign people in my house," Uncle Matthew shouted.
But as always, Aunt Sadie won the argument and asked Lord Merlin to bring guests. Lord Merlin replied that he would bring 12 guests. A few days later, Lord Merlin wrote another letter, asking Uncle Matthew, Aunt Sadie and Louisa to have dinner with him. Uncle Matthew refused. Uncle Matthew never went to anybody's house for dinner. He said that the food at home was better than anywhere else, so people stopped asking him. Aunt Sadie and Louisa went, and when they returned, their eyes were wide as dinner plates. They said the house was so hot that they never felt cold for a single moment. There were birds flying around, and the rooms were full of flowers. The diamonds on the dogs' necklaces were bigger and more expensive than Aunt Sadie's own diamonds, and everybody had been so kind and nice to Louisa. During dinner, Louisa sat between two beautiful young men and had begun chatting to them. "Where do you hunt?" Louisa asked them.
We don't hunt, the young men said.
Oh, then why are you wearing pink coats?
Because we think that they're pretty. When Aunt Sadie told us this, we all thought that it was very funny. But we agreed that we should never tell Uncle Matthew. On the day of Louisa's coming out party, it was clear that Aunt Sadie was worried. Everything seemed fine. The drinks had arrived. The band had arrived. Uncle Matthew had even tried to make the house as hot as Lord Merlin's house. But Aunt Sadie realised that there would be no single men at the party. The party was full of women. At this time of year, people did not usually go to the countryside. Uncle Matthew did not care, but Aunt Sadie was worried, so he quickly went to London and invited some of his friends to the party. It worked, and Lord Strumbly, Lord Paddington, Lord Fort William, and Lord Kirtley all said yes. For Uncle Matthew, this situation was the best situation. The guests were his friends, and not strange young men. Uncle Matthew hated strangers, especially strangers who might want to marry his daughters. The party was not the party that Linda and I had dreamed of. The men were old. The women were not very glamorous, and we spent most of the time watching people dance. We were very bored. This was until Lord Merlin and his friends arrived. They arrived so late that we had forgotten all about them. They looked wonderful, in bright clothes and diamonds. Linda was fascinated by them, and she decided that one day she would also live in their world. I did not feel the same. I thought that they were fun and glamorous, but they made me think of my mother and father. That night in bed, I thought more than ever about my nice farmer. But the next morning, Linda told me that she did not want to marry the Prince of Wales anymore.